Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the fascinating world of science and its impact on our lives, its impact on the way we view the universe, the impact on how we conduct our daily affairs, because science, of course, is everywhere. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to raise a question, make a comment or whatever, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. You call that number and you'll get a message, and simply leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question that's always been bothering you. So once again, the number to call, write this down, is 612-564-8135. Well, before we begin with Q&A, let me say thank you for all the people that picked up a copy of my latest book called Quantum Supremacy. It is now a New York Times bestseller because of you, the listener, that went to the bookstore and picked up a copy of my latest book. So let me explain. Computers have gone through three basic stages in its evolution. The first was called analog computers, where we computed on sticks and stones and levers and gears and pulleys and cranks. You turned the handle and it made a calculation. So that was the first era of computation. Then comes along World War II, and the Germans codify all the secret messages to their far-flung war machine, and the Allies are caught flat-footed. We have to break the code. And so they asked a mathematician, Alan Turing, to lead a group that would break the Enigma German code and change the course of World War II. Historians believe that perhaps by breaking the Nazi code, he shortened the length of World War II by maybe 2 years. So the war ended in 1945, not 1947. Thousands of lives were saved as a consequence. And how did he do it? Well, first of all, he codified all the talk about computing machines, and he listed a set of rules. He said, these are digital binary rules. A computer can compute on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones, on computer tape. There's a processor that changes 0 to 1 or 1 to 0, thereby making a computation. So he rigorized the whole area of analog computers, and he introduced digital computers as a consequence. So computers were now precise. You could calculate exactly how they would perform in a situation like this. And the work of Alan Turing changed the course of World War II by breaking the Nazi code. We could read Hitler's dispatches as he was making them. But, as I mentioned last week, it's a sad story. After the war took place, after the war ended, he was not heralded as the hero because his name was basically unknown after World War II. It was kept secret. But then one day, somebody burglarized his home. The police came and found out he was gay. He was sentenced, and he was forced to take hormones, sex hormones, which made him grow breasts, and plunged him into deep depression until he committed suicide. And as we mentioned last week, Some historians believe that the symbol of Apple computers is an apple with a bite taken out, and that's exactly what Alan Turing did. He took an apple, laced it with cyanide poison, bit the apple, and died. But he initiated the second stage of computation, which we're in right now, and that is digital technology rather than analog technology of turning the crank, moving sticks and stones to do a calculation. No, it was all electric now, all done with transistors that could either be open or closed, meaning that you can compute on zeros and ones. Now comes the third era of computation, quantum computers, which is a subject of my book, Quantum Supremacy. Quantum supremacy means that the time is going to come when a quantum computer can beat the world's fastest supercomputer. Now, for a specific task, that has already been achieved. Just 2 years ago, the Chinese and Google were able to build quantum computers that basically compute on atoms, in order to do calculations that rival that of a digital computer millions of times faster than what a digital computer can do. This is amazing. Now, it may take another 10 years, who knows for sure, when quantum computers can compete with digital computers on any task, beating regular computers by a factor of millions. We're not there yet, but for specific tasks, quantum computers exist, and they've been shown to be faster, more powerful, by a factor of millions on certain well-defined problems. And so that's what the fuss is all about. Now, you've also been hearing about chatbots. So let me explain the difference between a chatbot and a quantum computer. Chatbots have been getting a lot of news recently because journalists' jobs are at stake, and journalists, of course, write about journalism. So a chatbot, what is it? It's basically a tape recorder. A tape recorder that takes not just digits, but essays. Takes a collection of essays off the internet that somebody else wrote, cobbles them together, splices them together, and passes it off as its own. So it's amazing. When you talk to a chatbot, you type in a question, and out pops out an answer, as if it was sentient, as if it was conscious. But what are you talking to? You're talking to a tape recorder, a sophisticated tape recorder that takes essays that are already on the internet and answers them, because the answers, too, are on the internet. So, in other words, it's a sleight of hand. Is it conscious? No. Does it always tell the truth? No. Can it lie? Yes. Because it could take essays off the internet, which are proven to be incorrect, and passes it off as if it were correct. The chatbot is, first of all, it's a godsend for journalists. It increases your productivity. It increases your efficiency. It speeds up the whole cycle of writing articles. And as a consequence, people think it's thinking, that it's alive, that it's conscious. Because there you are typing away, and it answers you. It answers you as if it were conscious. Now, is it conscious? No. You're talking to a sophisticated tape recorder that answers questions as if it were conscious and as if it were alive. But it is not conscious, it is not alive, it is sentient, at least for now. So what are the pluses and minuses of chatbots and quantum computers? Well, first of all, the benefits of this technology are enormous. Productivity, efficiency, cost, speed, all of that is going to be accelerated when we have chatbots. And of course, my students love chatbots because if I give them an essay, write an essay about black holes, they'll simply talk to a chatbot and there's the essay. So what do? I ask the chatbot to see whether or not a previous essay was copied from somebody else. So in other words, let fire catch fire. Let a chatbot determine whether somebody else is using a chatbot to write a college essay. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, thank you so much for those people that picked up a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, about the time when a new type of computer can outrace any known digital computer. These are quantum computers. They compute on atoms, not transistors. And as a consequence, they could be literally millions of times faster than a regular digital computer. So what's the difference now between chatbots and quantum computers? Chatbots are basically software. We're talking about lines of code in order to take statements written by some author, splice them together with other essays written by other authors to write a cogent essay that you can then publish. These are chatbots. They're not sentient. They're basically advanced tape recorders. They're basically software. They in turn have a limiting factor, and that is they don't change the number of transistors inside the system. No, it's a software program, not a hardware program based on transistors. Now, on the other hand, quantum computers are hardware. We're talking about being able to do tremendous calculations because of the vast number of qubits that exist inside the quantum computer. Not a bit. A bit is zeros and one, zeros and one. That's a bit. A qubit is a quantum bit, any number between zero and one. Now, how many numbers are there between zero and one? An infinite number of them. So how much more powerful is a quantum computer over a digital computer? In principle, infinite. Because that's the language of Mother Nature. Mother Nature, in some sense, is a vast computer making computations on molecules. But does Mother Nature use zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones? No, that's artificial. As far as we know, in the galaxy, we're the only ones that use zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Mother Nature does not. Mother Nature uses quantum waves, waves of electrons and atoms. That's how Mother Nature computes. That's why Mother Nature is infinitely more powerful than our most advanced computer. Think of photosynthesis. Think of all the chemical reactions in your body. Think of how antibodies can kill germs. These all take place at the molecular level. And that's where we are blind, because we can only calculate digitally with zeros and ones, zeros and ones. That's why we don't have a cure for cancer. That's why we don't have a cure for Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease. That's why we have problems with energy. All the problems that we have, in some sense, Mother Nature already solved, because Mother Nature works with molecules. And that's exactly what quantum computers are all about. They compute on molecules. For example, take a look at energy. Yes, energy is a problem, but one of the solutions to the problem could be fusion power, which is what Mother Nature uses to light up the stars. But fusion reactors tend to be unstable. And as a consequence, we need quantum computers to compensate for the instability of the hydrogen vacuum inside a fusion machine. So in other words, quantum computers may eventually give us fusion power to replace fossil fuels. And speaking about chatbots, what's the solution if a chatbot starts to spin out nonsense? Since chatbots only take what is already on the internet, repackages it, and then passes it off as if it wrote it, what happens if it takes the musings of teenage boys and passes them off as if they were the author of the article? It could cause chaos. Then think about that. Lies and untruth and racism and all sorts of nonsense spewing out of the rantings of some teenage boy could be passed off as if it were true. Because these computers, chatbots, do not know the difference between right and wrong, between truth and falsehood. That's where quantum computers can come in. Quantum computers can become a fact checker to check the facts of an essay to make sure that nonsense is not spewed out all over the internet. And just remember that I prefer self-regulation rather than the heavy hand of bureaucracy to govern this process. You're not allowed to yell fire in the middle of a crowded theater. There are limits to free speech. And so there should be limits to computation as well. Any technology at some point or other has to be regulated to make sure they don't become harmful. Same thing with chatbots. And fact-checking, I think it should be self-regulated. I think that computer companies by themselves should police themselves rather than having some heavy-handed bureaucrat dictate from above what should be done and what should not be done. So fact-checking and self-regulation, I think, are the keys to making sure that chatbots don't spew out nonsense and we maximize efficiency and productivity of these chatbots. And we mentioned medicine. Medicine is all done at the molecular level. Cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Why don't we have cure for these things? Because we get wonder drugs by hit or miss. It's pure luck most of the time when we're able to find a wonder drug that can kill germs. That's not systematic because we don't know what's happening at the molecular level. That's where quantum computers come in. Quantum computers live on the molecular scale. That's what they do. That's why we create them. And they in turn might be able to cure cancer. For example, already it's been possible to take blood from your body, analyze the blood for 50 different types of cancer. This is amazing. Think about that. No biopsies, no waiting for a tumor to form, no waiting for the telltale symptoms of cancer to show up. No. A simple blood test is now available, commercially available, approved by the FDA, that can detect 50, get this, 50 different types of cancer. Eventually, perhaps hundreds, thousands of different kinds of cancers will be detected in a simple blood test. And beyond that, I personally think that your toilet will one day become intelligent, and every time you use a toilet, we'll check to see whether or not you have cancer growing in your body years, maybe decades before cancer actually arrives. So what I'm saying is that because of quantum computers, perhaps tumors, the word tumor will disappear from the English language. We won't say that anymore because it'll be banished because we have an early warning system in your bathroom because your bathroom fluids are sent to a quantum computer and immediately it can detect whether or not there's cancer growing in your body. Other people say something simpler, that if quantum computers are so great, then why can't it eliminate poverty and solve the food crisis? Population keeps on expanding. Food supply doesn't keep up. What that means is starvation. It means poor people will starve. Well, smarty pants, how will quantum computers solve that problem? Well, easy. It turns out that we need a second green revolution. The first green revolution took place during, before World War I actually, and it created synthetic fertilizer by taking nitrogen from the air and creating ammonia as a consequence, the basic ingredient of fertilizers. And that process is time consuming, expensive, polluting, but it's all we have. Quantum computers would allow us to create new types of fertilizer by taking nitrogen from the air, fixing it to create ammonia and a new generation of fertilizers. So in other words, yeah, quantum computers can actually feed the world. Population is not going down. Population keeps rising. As a consequence, we need a second green revolution. And that's what this thing promises. Now, let me answer another question I get. Some people ask me a question, well, you're a physicist. How come you got interested in this whole process of quantum computation? Well, the answer is very simple. We physicists have a theory of the proton. Three quarks make up a proton, and that theory works very well. But we use computers to solve that problem. To solve the problem of the universe would require a quantum computer. And that's how I got interested in quantum computation. Well, let's take another short commercial break. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Write that number down, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard across the country on 100 radio stations and the Internet. Give us a call, and you could be on Science Fantastic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard has confirmed that five people have died in the Titan submersible that has been missing below the sea since Sunday. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
With experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
Nearly 100 people are injured after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert in Colorado. 7 people were taken to area hospitals with broken bones and lacerations. 80 others were treated on the scene. Tonight is the NBA draft. The league's future stars are being selected at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. French phenom Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to San Antonio. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open now, so you can give us a call. And once again, my latest book, now a New York Times bestseller, is called Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation of supercomputers that compute on atoms, not transistors. Silicon Valley could become a rust belt unless they catch up to scientists around the world working to create quantum computers. Right now, to be honest, right now, the two groups that are ahead in terms of building a quantum computer, first are the Chinese. They use light beams on which to make quantum calculations. And then we have the United States, where we have Google and IBM and Microsoft and Honeywell. All the big boys are also involved with this race. this race to dominate the world economy. Because after all, the world economy is based on computers these days. And so find out more about this race by getting a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy. Okay, well, now what I'd like to do is take a few listener phone calls. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
Yes, David, WTCM, Central Lake. My question is that you keep referring to the strength theory is reading the mind of God. But my question is that how do you know that even if you prove strength theory, how do you know that there aren't smaller and smaller things? Eventually, we thought of atoms as the be-all and end-all. Then we have protons and neutrons, but how do you know that there aren't an infinite amount of smaller and smaller things? And why is this the mind of God if you prove the string theory? Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a very profound question, which is actually perplexing people who work on string theory. And that is, does it end there? Is that the final theory? Or perhaps there's another layer beneath that. In other words, your idea is called the onion theory. If I slice an onion, I get layer upon layer upon layer. And then the question is, does it stop? Does the onion have a finite number of layers, or does it keep on going forever? Well, the short answer is we don't know. But we think that at the ultimate level of smallness, the mathematics should be consistent. That's the minimum criterion. So far, the only theory that has a mathematically consistent theory of these small distances is string theory. It turns out that gravity and the quantum theory have to be combined to create the theory of everything. Gravity, of course, governs things that are very big, like stars and galaxies and the expanding universe. The quantum theory governs things that are very tiny, like atoms and neutrons and protons. The two theories don't like each other. You try to combine the quantum theory with relativity, that is general relativity, and you get nonsense. You get infinities. Things blows up in your face. And so we think that self-consistency is the criterion for the ultimate theory. And this is why Einstein called it, quote, reading the mind of God. Do we have it yet? Well, let's hope the string theory is the candidate that'll do it. In fact, it is the only candidate. All other pretenders to the crown have been shown to be inconsistent. Is it correct? We don't know. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. And you can get on the air if you call 612-564-8135.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number, if you want to get on air and ask a question or make a comment, is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been puzzling you and you can get on Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
This is Paul, KIBX, Fairbanks, Alaska. My question is, in classic science fiction, humans of the future evolve a large brain and an atrophied body. I think because of AI, people's brains and bodies will both be atrophied. What do you think? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question, because if you read the comic books, sometimes the bad guys are brainiacs, and they're nothing but a gigantic brain submerged in a liquid, and they say that's the future of humanity. The body gets smaller and smaller and shriveled, the brain gets bigger and bigger and bigger until we just become a brain, and the body is mechanical. And the brain controls this mechanical robot. Well, take a look at evolution now. Why did we have a big brain? We got a big brain to compensate for the fact that we do not have big fangs. We do not have big claws. We don't run very fast. We're not powerful. So how do we survive? We survive by our wits. That's why the brain got bigger, because we don't have big claws, we don't fly, we don't have thick skins, and we don't have many of the defense mechanisms that other animals have. The only thing going for us is a big brain. But does it necessarily always get bigger? Not necessarily. Look at the Neanderthal. The Neanderthal had a bigger brain than us. I repeat, the Neanderthals, which many people equate with being, quote, stupid, unquote, the Neanderthals had a bigger brain than Homo sapiens. But we outwitted them. So brain size alone is not the only indicator. The porpoise, for example, has a bigger brain than us. There are animals with bigger brains than humans. And so it's not clear which way evolution is going to go, but the evolutionary pressure placed on us to have bigger brains is lessened, because now we control our food supply, We have weapons to protect us. We don't need big claws. We don't have to fly. We don't need to have big fangs. So there's no evolutionary pressure placed on us to have big brains or small brains. And so which way will it go? Well, we don't know. But it won't necessarily go to smaller brains or bigger brains for that reason. Brains evolve because of evolutionary pressures, and right now there are no evolutionary pressures placed on us. For example, bottlenecks. Australia is an example of a bottleneck, and that's why Australia has animals that are quite different from animals in other continents, because different evolutionary pressures were placed on those animals. In certain islands, for example, things got miniaturized. Humans got miniaturized, in fact. Elephants miniaturized, because in a small environment like an island, it's difficult to hunt, it's difficult to get food, so what do? You shrink. And so it all depends on evolutionary pressure. But are there more evolutionary choke points like Australia? No. So are we evolving? Some people say no. Maybe what you see is what you get. Well, time will tell. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Otis Harvey. I live in Daniels, West Virginia. And I have a question on lithium batteries. Here, a couple of years ago, they done a study on them. They were doing damage to the people. Now they're wanting to put them in electric vehicles and enclose you in approximately about 5,000 of those batteries. Get us a rundown on the safety of the lithium battery while you're driving. Thank you.
So I think what you're asking is that how safe are the lithium batteries? Well, yeah, there's a problem there. They do ignite. And some people say we have to have an extra layer of protection because they will catch on fire. So even though lithium batteries are a wonder device, even though we find them almost everywhere now, yeah, that is a problem that we have to monitor very carefully, the fact that they will, under certain circumstances, ignite. Okay, well, once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here is your chance to get on the air. You can get on 100 radio stations and the internet by giving us a call and saying that, yes, the number to call is 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you. And remember that on Science Fantastic, we want to give you the information that will tell you about what the future might look like. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Larry Chan, listening on GCN in Manhattan. I am on Chapter 2 of your book, Quantum Supremacy. I have a question about D-brains and P-brains. Can quantum computers calculate the shapes of hyperspace and cosmic topology? Is it possible to have a brain that's shaped like a Mobius strip, or a brain that's shaped like a Klein bottle? I would call these entities K-brains, or kaleidoscopic brains. But do these entities really exist? Or what would a universe shaped like a Mobius strip be like?
Okay, well, you ask a question that's at the cutting edge of mathematics. So let me sort of explain how that works. String theory says that the universe is not just three-dimensional. We think that the world is three-dimensional with length, width, and height. Three numbers determine where you are in the universe, length, width, and height. However, along comes Einstein and says, no, you need a fourth number, and that is time. You have to give the time at which you make the measurement. Well, now comes string theory and says that there's not enough room in four dimensions to pack all the forces of the universe. There are too many forces. We need more room in which to expand all the forces of the universe, the nuclear force, the weak, the strong force. In 10 and 11 dimensions, we have enough room to do that. And what do we find in 10 and 11 dimensions? In 10 dimensions, we find strings. Vibrating strings that give us the proton, the neutron. Why do we have so many darn particles that you have to memorize to get a PhD? Well, it's because of the fact that we have enough dimensions to fill up. Now, once you go to 11 dimensions, however, something magical happens, and all the string theories collapse into one theory called M theory, and M stands for membrane. So we now realize that in addition to strings, there are vibrating membranes in string theory. This is called M theory. And as a consequence, it means that we have to think about what kinds of membranes might exist. So you mentioned Mobius strips, Klein bottles. So let me explain what they're all about. If I take a strip of paper and I fold it on itself, I get a ring. Okay, you got that? Take a long strip of paper, cut it, and then scotch tape the two ends together, and what do you get? You get a ring of some sort. Now, let's make a twist. Before you scotch tape the two ends together, twist it once, and then scotch tape it together. And then what do you get? You get a Mobius strip. So, a Mobius strip is an object that does not have two sides. Usually you think of paper having two sides, the front side and the back side. up, down. But if you twist the sheet of paper and then fold it together, then you get a Mobius strip. It's a one-sided object. Now, you can do that with a Klein bottle. You can do that with a bottle as well. Let's say I take a bottle and I take the two ends. Let's say I take a tube. Okay, a tube. If I take a long tube and join the two ends together, what do I get? I get a donut. You got that? So a long tube whose ends are then joined together gives you a donut. Now, before you combine the two ends, twist it. If you then take a tube, twist the end, and then combine the two ends, what do I get? I get a Klein bottle. And then the question is, are these suitable universes by which you can then make computations? Well, believe it or not, we physicists try to catalog all these different possible universes, including Klein bottles, including Mobius strips, including all the different kinds of objects that Mother Nature has created in the world of pure mathematics. And we think that each one could be a universe. This gets us into a multiverse of different types of universes. Why should our universe be the only one? In other words, if the Big Bang took place in 11 dimensions, and as it expanded, it curled up, there are many ways to curl up. And that clutters the field for possible universes, but hey, that's the theory. And so, in other words, string theory gives you a multiverse of universes. And so some people say, well, of what use is a multiverse? We think that string theory gives you not one universe, but a multiverse of universes. Now, some people think that's a defect in string theory, that instead of giving you one universe, aha, this is our universe, here it is, folks, a unique prescription for our universe. String theory gives you millions of possible universes, because there are millions of ways in which you can chop up an 11-dimensional membrane and compactify it, as we call it, down to four dimensions or three dimensions. So, why did Mother Nature select out this universe? Well, we don't know, okay? This is called the landscape problem. I have a landscape of possible universes. Only one of them fits the universe that we see around you. That in itself is a miracle. If we had just given you string theory and told you that it can give you our universe, that would be incredible. But the problem is, it gives you not just our universe, but it gives you all these other possible universe, Mobius strips, Klein bottles as well. So what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is, if you ever find out why our universe is special among this landscape of universes, you should tell me first. Tell me first, we'll publish together, and we'll win the Nobel Prize together, you and me. Okay, well, that's science fantastic for today. Once again, the book is called Quantum Supremacy, about the time when a quantum computer will beat any known digital computer. That's the next revolution in computation. Get a copy. It's now a New York Times bestseller.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.